From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. Mayor Margaret Quirk is inviting residents to share their input on the future of the Lake Simcoe Conservation Preserve, the largest land acquisition by the Lake Simcoe Region Conservation Authority. After completing ecological studies and indigenous land visioning work, the Conservation Authority is asking the public to review the findings and help shape a long-term stewardship plan for the property. Residents can provide feedback online or attend open houses at the Georgina Ice Palace on February 21st from 4:30 to 7 p.m. and March 3rd from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Newmarket Aurora MP Sandra Kabita is drawing attention for opposing a proposal in Bill C-15 that would allow cabinet ministers to exempt individuals or corporations from federal laws outside the criminal code. During committee hearings, Kabita challenged Finance Minister François-Philippe Champagne and other ministers, calling the proposed regulatory sandboxes a lack of proper guardrails, while Treasury Board President Shafkat Ali said the measure would speed up processes and serve the public interest. Kabita is proposing amendments, including mandatory public consultations and greater oversight, as negotiations on the bill continue. The Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library has partnered with St. John Ambulance to offer the Pause for Reading program, where children read aloud to trained therapy dogs on the first Sunday of each month. Library staff say the program helps reduce anxiety and build confidence by giving young readers a patient, non-judgmental listener, and it was revived in 2024 after pausing during the COVID-19 pandemic. The sessions take place at 11 a.m., with children in grades 1 to 5 invited to participate. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.